Stacey Norman.
It's East Coast Radio on a Tuesday afternoon. Welcome to lunch. My name's Stacey Norman, and as usual, we get to hang out and have the most fun. Between now and 3 o'clock, friends, loved ones. I don't know where these stories come from. Hey, producer Cicely is testing me again. So the headline is my favorite. A young driver allegedly pushed his BMW he got from his parents into a river because he wanted a Jaguar. You know, this must be how the other half live. Long story short, this dude who has been named locally only as Akash is alleged to have pushed this brand new car into the water after he was upset it was, quote unquote, too small for him and his pals. Police have opened an investigation because they had to get a whole crane truck situation to get the car out. But obviously, Akash over here is not used to showing signs of, you know, thanks and gratitude. Probably the single most ungrateful person. And what we want to know from you today is, what is the most ungrateful response that someone has either had to something that you've done for them or said to them or whatever? And moreover, how do you deal with that? Because I'm going to guess that Akash's parents over here are probably going to write him out of the will for this one. How can you do? We don't have to focus on the fact that he wanted the Jaguar over the BMW. But I mean, it's a valid question. I suppose, you know, Everyone responds to things differently. You know what I mean? So I, for argument's sake, would never accept a gift from somebody in front of them. Like, if you've wrapped it up all nice and it's got three bows and you made that thing, you know, when you rock the scissor and you make all the shiny stuff, have the long little tails and whatever. Like, that's lovely, but I will not open it in front of you because I can't lie in my face area. I can lie with my voice, but I cannot lie with my face. So if I open it, I will look like, oh, gee, great, another one of these things. So great. And then your feelings will be hurt. So I always open my presents to the side in a bid to not upset someone. But perhaps you've gifted somebody something, you've done something nice for them, you went out of your way, and then they just hit you with the ungrateful. They didn't go to another room. They didn't consider your feelings. They just, I don't know. What did they do? What did they say? What did you give them? How did you feel? Did you write them off? Did you remove them from your Facebook account? The scandal. 061-792-9495. Who has recently been ungrateful? And I want all the circumstances around that because I am BIS. I want to know your business. So I was telling you this very bizarre story about this young man out in northern India who legitimately pushed his brand new BMW, like out the box BMW, into a river because he wanted a Jaguar. And his parents got him a BMW instead.
Oh, shame.
It's terrible, hey? But the thing is, that's obviously super extreme, but people tend to be slightly ungrateful from time to time, and we must just sometimes rein ourselves in. So that's what we're talking about today. He obviously needs to be punished and removed from all the wills. No more trust fund for you.
Definitely.
But if you have recently been in a situation where perhaps you've been ungrateful or somebody else has, how you deal with that? Because we've just put him out of his parents' will, which is easy for us to do from here. But when it's on the ground, Annie, are you okay?
I still feel bad about it. When I was a kid, probably about 6 or 7, my gran bought us pajamas for Christmas. Ripped it open, so excited. And looked at it with a very disappointing face and went, ugh, this neck cheap stuff in front of my gran. I feel terrible. I'm 24 now. I'm like, you horrible, horrible grandchild.
You horrible grandchild. At the time, you're a sweet person now, but like then.
But you can actually hear the guilt, though.
I can hear the guilt.
How are you going to come for G-Unit?
I feel it.
Yeah, yeah. You can't sass your grandma.
Hey.
Hey.
I once bought my sister a present. I bought her shoes. I didn't see her wearing those shoes. And then when I had to go and visit her, I saw those shoes being worn by somebody else.
Ooh.
And it was so hard for me to put that in. I asked her what happened to the shoes, and she was like, oh, these shoes, nothing happened to them. And you saw that she didn't have a problem with that, but on the inside, I was very, very heartbroken.
Shame, man.
Guess who's not getting shoes?
Ever again. But you see, this is why I say you always open presents away from the person who gave them to you, unless you know for a fact what's in there, right?
Hmm.
So I have a list. Like in our family, we have a list of things that we want. So you can avoid that drama and then no one's wasting money. But also, this does open up the idea of like re-gifting, which maybe we can talk about on the show tomorrow, because I'm a fan of re-gifting. As long as it isn't sitting in a cupboard collecting dust. give it to somebody else. Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you're just not going to use it and you've traumatized your whole family. All right, so being ungrateful. Have you been ungrateful? Somebody around you has been ungrateful. And how did that make you feel on the inside? What did you do about it? 061-792-9495. Diana King and new stuff from James Bay on the way in a minute and a half.
Stacey Norman. Weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.
All right, so being ungrateful. And how you deal with that. Sherry, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks. How are you? I'm good, thanks.
I am good. Sherry, now, were you the person who was ungrateful? Did you shade your grandmother? Because if you did, then I don't know if I can deal with that today, to be honest with you.
No.
You are innocent. Today. You are innocent. Perfect.
I'm innocent. No, right, I'm grateful every day.
Yeah, so was somebody ungrateful towards you, Sherry? Who did this to you? Who did this?
Yeah, it was my older brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought him a chain that was quite expensive to me at that time for his, I think it was for Christmas. And I remember I just went and bought it for him because he spoils us and he lavishes us so much. And I was like, you know, I really wanted to make him feel special and make him feel appreciated because he does so much for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and bought this chain and I was so excited to give it to him. And I was like, you know, when I gave it to him and he opened it, he always has that face of appreciative, like he's always like that.
Yeah.
And I was so excited and I was like, that's amazing. Like, I'm so glad to finally make him happy for once, you know. And anyway, it went on and I never saw this chain on him and I really thought it was his style and I never saw it on him and I was like, you know, you don't want to ask someone, like, yeah. Hey, where's that chain I bought you? So I just carried on and I left it and eventually the one time he was moving and I went into the garage and I was busy helping him pack up and get his stuff ready and I found this box and I was busy putting some stuff into this box for him and I found the chain in this box. And I was like, okay. And I didn't kind of want to like say to him, hey, this chain was expensive. Why aren't you wearing it? So I kind of left it. But in my heart, I was like heart sore. And I was like, you know, the chain costs quite a bit of money. Aww. But at the end of the day, if it's not someone's style, it's not someone's style. I just maybe should have gotten him a gift voucher instead.
But you see, Sherry, okay, firstly, I'm very sorry that you had that heart sore moment. Did you just put the chain back in the box and leave it there?
I did. I kind of just left it. I was like, you know what?
Okay. Sherry. Okay, but again, what you're telling us here today is something that everybody can relate to because we've all either bought something that's quote unquote gone to waste. There are a lot of people who are like, oh, regifting is so ungrateful. This is when regifting is a thing. Also just basic communication where you're like, actually, don't love this. But then that's seen as rude. So actually, Sherry, your story is going to inspire a conversation we're going to have tomorrow. I'm so sorry for your heart. I bet that chain was blazing.
It's okay.
It was a beautiful chain. Sherry, I believe in your taste levels. Thank you for being on the show. Okay.
It's an absolute pleasure, Stace. Have a good day.
Cheers, babes. Bye.
Say bye.
Yeah, no, listen, we have to talk about this on the show tomorrow. There are too many people who are pressed and triggered here. And it's always gifts.
It's always gifts.
It's always gifts. Good intentions.
But
it is what it is. Anyway, now for something completely different. Stand by. Newswatch with Deneo is on the way momentarily. And then we got the jams, as we always do. Khaled, James Arthur, and Kendrick Lamar up next.
Stacey Norman. Weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.